Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, my next guest has been a DJ, faced serious illness, and has owned numerous businesses. His latest book, Money Remixed, wants us to redefine our relationship with money for the better. It's great to welcome Mark Wilkinson to the show. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hi, Bobby. Thanks for inviting me. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. You were a DJ, a successful one at that, a resident DJ at the famed Ministry for Sound, somebody who had a UK top 10 hit, lots of success, all going well, but I think ill health, followed by serious financial difficulty, brought you to a pretty dark spot.
Yeah, I think you've absolutely nailed it there. That was exactly it. I travelled the world. I went to 65 countries, resident DJ at Ministry of Sound, which was wonderful and great, great times. But maybe too much of the good times, right? One day I collapsed in my flat, and the following 18 months was absolute agony. I ended up not being able to walk or function. And I had some very, very dark thoughts during that time as well. And I remember thinking, if I could recover, then I'd write a book about it. And I did. And the book's called Life Remixed, as you know. And it was very much about, yeah, look, here's all the fun I had. This is how bad it got. And then these are all the ways that I fixed it.
And just before we get into the detail of the book, was it your health that caused your financial perils? In other words, the fact that you basically weren't able to work for a period of time.
Physical and mental health issues, for sure,
right.
meant that essentially I lost all my money and had to start again, yeah.
Okay. Now, you've collaborated with Paul Grant on this book. Tell us about him and what he does.
So Money Remixed is, as you say, a co-write between myself and Paul Grant, my good friend Paul Grant. Paul and I have known each other for well over 10 years. Paul runs multiple companies himself. He's like myself, he's a serial entrepreneur. And he created a company, or co-created a company, called Equilibria that I now work with and use in all of my coaching as well. So we have a lot of intertwined businesses and ideas together. And Paul's been very, very successful over a long period of time. He hasn't had a bankruptcy thrown in. So from the perspective of writing the book about money, I wanted to write a book about money because so many people have so many misconceptions and problems with money. So I wanted to write a book to help, from all the stuff I'd learned from Bob Proctor and other great personal development coaches over the years. And Paul Grant, the successful, you know, very successful person that he is, I thought he'd be the perfect person to co-author, and it turned out to be exactly that.
Okay, so if we get into the book, Dan, you say Money Remixed is a transformative guide designed to reshape your mindset, redefine your relationship with money, and unlock the abundant life you've always desired. So that line in itself, you know, sounds really great. I got to read this book. I'm going to sort out my relationship with money. But let's chat about that first. So some of us have an odd relationship with money. Mm-hmm. Do any of us have a good relationship with it?
Well, let's put it this way. Money is a tool, right? Money's a tool. The problem comes when we attach emotion to it. And a lot of times in families and historically, if there are negative money beliefs, it's happened because something's been passed down through the family. Then we might also look at the world around us when we're pumped full of negative messages about money. Money is literally just a tool for our freedom. And if we use it as such in a good way, with positive emotions around it, we're not talking about going into sort of greed and ego and any of those negative emotions. We're talking about just being in a positive place with ourselves, our inner beliefs, and therefore our relationship with, in this case, money, which is what we decided to focus on as this second book.
Yeah. And if we look at, you know, people's relationship with money, some people, money comes easier to them than others, i.e. some people are fortunate to be born into a wealthy family. Others, you know, make every penny hard-earned themselves. Does one's background around money and one's privilege or lack of it bear any relationship to how they deal with money in later years?
Well, certainly conditioning comes into it in from a young age. So I was brought up in a lack mentality. And when you think about my history and what I mentioned there in Life Remixed, I had all this crazy stuff that was going on in my life. But actually it led to, you know, rack and ruin, if you like. So I wasn't conditioned to earn money. I wasn't conditioned in a way to understand. And if you think about schools, we're not conditioned. We're not taught how to actually earn money. We're taught to study, get a job, go to work, retire. That's what we're taught. So there is a different way of looking at this. And I've certainly been taught that since my bankruptcy. I've been taught different ways to view life and people, and recondition myself, remix myself, essentially, to get to a point where I understand myself. Now, everything in our lives is an inside job. Now, when people used to say that to me many years ago, I was like, what does that mean? But actually, it's an inside job. If we get our inner voice working correctly for us, if we get our thoughts, our feelings, our actions all aligned, we can actually get to a point where we're in a very, very relaxed state, a very remixed, you know, calm state about everything. And by doing that, we can actually then create the things that we would like to create, because most of us are chasing something, success in some form or another. And some of us make a real mess of it. And I know I did. And the big quote for me, Bobby, is money makes us more of what we already are.
Right.
So if we're successful with money, it's because we've already done the inner work, the personal development work on ourselves. And therefore, you said money comes easy. I believe money comes easy to some people because it's coming to me relatively easily nowadays. It comes easy because of the personal development and the work that I've done previously, whereas it used to be a real struggle because I wasn't aware of how to do it.
Like, if you say money is a tool and, you know, it's about finding life happiness, so, you know, your idea of how much money one might need for your dreams versus mine could be different.
But absolutely.
But ideally, is it about having as much money and only that to fulfill what your life ambition is? In other words, that you don't have excess, but you've enough to do what it is you want to do in life. Is that the ideal place to land?
The first point, I mean, the answer to that would be yes to start with, because we all need food, clothing and shelter, and we all need to know that we have a solid foundation. And I think the key point was that I never had a solid foundation, and Paul Grant has always had a solid foundation from his life choices and my life choices. And we've written them in the first part of the book so that people understand the foundations. So you've got to get your foundations right. OK, and all I've been doing since the bankruptcy 14, 15 years ago now is rebuilding my foundations. And by rebuilding my foundations, I've got to a really positive place. When you're in a place where your foundations are solid and you know that everything's taken care of and you feel relaxed, guess what happens? You get more creative. And more ideas come to you. If you're scrabbling around and trying to make sense of a relationship or money or your boss or whatever it's going, if you're scrabbling around a lot of the time, you very often, your creativity is suppressed. Whereas actually, if you can get yourself, and this is why we've written this book, to get people to understand, get the foundations right, and then your creativity literally just comes out of you and your ideas get better. Your relationships with people get better. And consequently, at the end of all of that, you do earn more money.
Were there any positives out of your bankruptcy experience when you reflect on them?
Huge positivity. I mean, ultimately, the bankruptcy and the incurable disease, I actually look back at now as things I'm grateful for, because they made me this guy that can have this conversation with you now. Whereas if I hadn't have had those things happen to me, one of my friends calls them nature's handbrake, by the way.
Yeah.
But if I hadn't have had those things happen to me, I do wonder if I'd actually, you know, even be here on this planet today. And I think part of that is conditioning as well. You know, I didn't have the conditioning that I needed to be able to be successful. Now I've created my own conditioning in the last 15 years, taken responsibility for that, and now I am successful. And I feel that that's an important message for people. And I hope people learn from my mistakes and then get inspired by my successes.
And do you evaluate your successes and your failures, you know, and get learnings, I suppose, both positive and negative from them.
Absolutely. I think all successful people are not afraid of failure because they see it as a learning event. And then all those successful people learn from those successes. We learn more from failures, I would suggest. But certainly, you know, the more we learn, the more we grow, the better we become, the more value we add. You know, Bob Proctor used to say to me, Mark, leave every person you interact with the impression of increase for you being there. So it was good that you were there. You added something, you added value to that moment, whatever it might be. It could just be a compliment. It could be something positive. It could be an idea. It could be anything. But just leave people with an impression of increase, good energy for you being there and see what happens. And I do also remember, Bobby, right? I do remember thinking, if this is all like, it's not true, I'm going to write a book about the fact that it's not true. And actually, I've practiced it because I put it into practice. I had nothing to lose. Bob said to me, your way isn't working, try mine. So I said, okay, fine. And I tried everything he suggested to me over a long period of time. And it does work. It is powerful. And that's where Life Remixed and now Money Remixed comes from, because I want to share that with other people.
And finally, are you a wealthy man now? Or are you wealthy in terms of enriched, in terms of having enough money to do what you want to do? Or have you greater ambition around acquiring more wealth?
Absolutely. I mean, the purpose for me is to earn as much money as possible by adding value to other people's lives, and then be able to share that with other people around me. And that would start with, obviously, with family. But from there, you know, let's share that with more people. So I give a lot of money to charity already. You know, the point, and a lot of my friends that do various different charitable acts, you know, always sponsor and get involved. But I think the point is that, am I wealthy? Yes, I'm wealthy in my mind for sure. I have everything I need. We have a great net worth. We're in a really great place. I've bounced back from the bankruptcy to very, very comfortable in a great place, living in Surrey and enjoying my life with my wife and my little French bulldog. And I'm absolutely driven to add as much value to as many people as possible. I'd like to help as many people as possible live their dreams, realize their potential, get where they would like to get to. And by the way, if some people are happy just, you know, stepping along and doing their thing, great, you know, I support that. You know, I want people to be happy in that moment. But I've met a lot of people that tell me that they're, in my coaching clients, a lot of people tell me to be, oh, well, I'm fine, everything's okay. And then, you know, when you end up coaching and working with them and delving deeper, they suddenly realize that actually, no, I'm just coasting in a comfort zone here. I'm not actually achieving what I would like to achieve. And that's key, I think, for a human being. You know, self-awareness is the start.
All right. Well, look, great to talk to you this morning, Mark. The book is called Money Remixed. The author is Mark Wilkinson. And as I say, lovely to talk to you this morning, Mark. We're wishing you well.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Bobby. Thank you for inviting me.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.